The purpose of this recording is to allow you to experience transforming into a wolf and exploring a boreal forest. Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You'll hear the normal, everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have this safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. And when you are ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger, and your skills of imagination, visualization, and make-believe increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. You're standing at the edge of a vast valley full of pine trees that stretch from one mountain to the next. The forest is so thick, it completely covers the ground like an evergreen carpet rolling up the sides of the valley. This is a special place very far away from everything that prevents deeper relaxation. This is a safe place, a place just for wolves to exist peacefully and to enjoy nature and comfort. The more you look at the beautiful Wolf Valley, the further away everything else becomes. In fact, the harder part of you tries to do anything but relax now, the more you just seem to drop down into a relaxing trance. And it can be so easy to relax. As you breathe in the soothing scent of green and exhale everything else on your mind. In fact, with every breath, your mind now becomes clearer. Everything else fades away, and it can feel so good. If you let yourself relax now, because you've decided to come to this place and to become a wolf just for a little while, isn't that right? And I could say you feel more relaxed now as the energy of this Wolf Valley seeps into your being, but perhaps you're already to become a wolf now. And a wolf's nose can be so sensitive sometimes. And that's more or less a good thing, to become more sensitive now, just to connect to the secrets and scents that seem to take you deeper into wolfdom. And I wouldn't suggest that you become a wolf right away, because it may take a few moments. But could you imagine what it would be like to just transform into a wolf now and let everything else, not wolf about you, just fade away for now? What would it feel like to allow the magic of this valley, this secluded, safe place that nurtures and protects wolves just flow through your body and send your mind into a clear state where thoughts and feelings fade away, because you are a wolf now. And wouldn't it feel good just to bear all? Feel the cool breeze in your fur across your face, not needing to hide anything, just walking the forest path. And that means people do change sometimes, because life is a series of changes. And to truly live sometimes, we must let go of old parts of ourselves. Old thoughts, memories, ideas that no longer serve us can fade away as we tread the forest path. And the sounds of the forest, wonderful silence of nature sounds, muffled by pine trees. In the distance, a babbling brook would taste so refreshing when you dip your muzzle in and drink the flowing waters. Doesn't it feel nice to wag your tail sometimes? Just letting the world know how you feel. No need to do anything but express all your emotions now. Because that is what it means to be an animal, isn't it? Sometimes we hold back for many reasons, some good and some not so good. But now it is your time to roam free and do exactly what you want to do deep in the forest, just for wolves. And I don't know when or how exactly you became a wolf, but you do, don't you? In your mind is the story of how you became a wolf. And the more you think about transforming into a wolf, the more you realize that is exactly how it happened, yeah? In fact, it can be hard not to think about fur spreading all over your body, like a wave of softness spreading out. And you know, don't you, the color of your fur? Because it really happened, transforming into a wolf now. And that means it's okay just to go deeper into an animal mind, clear of anything that doesn't take you deeper into trance now. And I'm wondering how good it felt to feel the tail growing out at the base of your spine, long and shaggy. And wouldn't it feel wonderful to grow canine ears, a muzzle with a cool, wet nose, now taking in everything that takes you deep into the clear animal mind, just letting everything else outside this valley fade away. Because you are a wolf, yes. And that means this special place belongs to us. And the harder part of you may wonder about what's not in this enchanted valley, the more the real valley becomes, and the deeper you go into that pure wolf mind, free of any thoughts or feelings that don't belong to a wolf in the woods. And wouldn't it be great to feel the ground beneath your forepaws, the wind in your fur, just going deeper now into the wolf mind with each and every breath, taking the wonderful scents of the enchanted forest that transforms you. And wolves do explore the enchanted valley, feeling secure. Perhaps you can think of a place in this valley you'd really enjoy. Perhaps, my wolf friend, you might enjoy a romp through a secluded meadow, or doing the dog paddle in a deep pool of water at the base of a waterfall. Or perhaps wolves like yourself enjoy staying up late, watching the stars rise and fall, tracing the path of the galaxy, wishing on shooting stars, and howl at the moon. What would you enjoy more, my wolf friend? Roaming alone or running with a pack? Or perhaps a bit of both. This valley is massive enough to never run into another wolf if you wanted to. But what if you did want to meet other wolves? What sort of people would they be? Would they be kind and loving? Or would they be respectful and distant? Would they treat you as their alpha? Or would there be another wolf that you respected more? Just take a few moments to really enjoy the valley, because you are a wolf and it belongs to you. Spend as long as you like here, days, years, centuries, surrounded by all that you love. Thank you. In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of the state of whatever level of trance you may be in, feeling refreshed, as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of this session. Perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives. Negative thoughts, negative places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, ready to return to the real world, completely human in body and mind. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. And 5, eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and go even deeper next time. For more wolf hypnosis, check out hypnobeast.com and support me on Patreon.